Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Oh, we've got Elvis on the line out at Edmonton.
John, the thing is, the police are doing a marvellous job, and they're rounding these ones up. They know who they are. They are repeat offenders.
Yes.
They have continued. They go in and they're out around that revolving door.
Yep.
Down there at the courthouse. Now, we need, or whoever has the power, and I don't know if anybody does have the power to do something about the judicial people that are allowing these children back out on the street.
Yes.
To wreak havoc on our tourism industry.
Yeah.
You know, I was born here in Cairns, John. I don't want to be here anymore. And it's like, really? You know, why am I being, like, sort of, I listen to the older people and they're too scared to even come out of the house.
Exactly.
You know, we can't be living like this.
Mm.
So, no, for God's sake, those that are empowered, do something. Bloody hell about it. Jesus, how hard can it be?
Exactly.
These are kids, frigging kids, John.
Yes.
Running the roost. We can't allow this crap to go on anymore, John.
Very Please. Well said.
Very
well said. I really appreciate this, Elvis. Thank you. I think you're recommending. Honestly,
so.
you're fundamentally delivering the message we all want delivered to the people in authority. Get off your backsides and do whatever it takes to get these little bastards out of our city, and give us some relief. This is the freedom we deserve. We don't deserve to be hunted down like this. And I couldn't agree more, Elvis. Just keep it up. And if there's other people out there listening, there'll be opportunities, I understand, emerging soon for us to get out there as a population of people that have had a gutful and let them know in far off Brisbane that we need relief and we need it urgently. Thanks, Elvis.
Thanks, John.
John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions, real local. 4CA.
So it says on my screen here, Peter is on the line. Peter, good morning.
Morning, John.
Where are you calling from, Peter?
I'm calling from Cairns.
Yes.
I've been coming to Cairns for many years with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And what I and my wife have experienced in the last 7 days that I've been here, not only I'm disgusted, it's like I was in a third world country. That drunkenness, the lawlessness that is portrayed on this beautiful city's Cairns, to see the extent of older to younger men, drunk as the expression says, skunks,
yes.
They can't hold their liquor, and to pick on individuals that are minding their own business. Where are these politicians? And again, politicians can't solve all problems, but why don't they have certain security with powers for people to feel safe?
Yes.
It's disgusting. Mm. And I and my wife spent a lot of money here, John.
Yes.
A lot of money. Just in motels at the Shangri-La cost me $5,000 for 12 days. And I don't even get fed. But we love the place. We want to contribute to the economy where I can fly to Hawaii for the amount of money that I spend
yes,
here.
Yes.
And not to feel safe in my country. And we speak the same language.
Mm.
And you see the rot and this filth that we walk down the street, and again, I have nothing against certain people, but you see them, they're drunk, they're sleeping on the footpaths, and it's not their fault. I understand their predicament, but where are the councils? Where's the government involved where they can actually move these people on? This is a tourist place, and I've never experienced the utter filth that I am seeing in this beautiful Cairns of ours.
Yes.
And when a friend of mine, because I'm a very good friend of George, as you know, from Feta Restaurant.
Oh, yes.
If this man goes, I won't be back. because of the fact that I do not feel safe in this place. And even my wife, and I'm in my 70s. To see what I've watched now in this last trip that we've come, and we've been coming every year without the, since 2004, without, of course, the COVID years. And other people, to see them, that they don't feel safe, especially, I've got friends on the Queen Elizabeth that, of course, you know, the Queen Elizabeth, the ocean liner came in, and they were even saying, we've been here before, but we've never seen what we've seen late at night. The actual drunkenness, the fights, the swearing, the intimidations. What? We are not a third world country.
Yeah.
We're not in Syria. We're not in Gaza. We're not in Somalia. Let's wake up before it's too late. Let's not lose what we have. Please, John.
Yes.
Speak to your people. Speak to your people. And I'm a very influential person back in Sydney, and I also have quite a bit of influence here. But it's not a matter of influence. It's a matter of people feeling safe with their children, with their wives. They can go and have something to eat.
Peter, this has been very, very powerful. I really appreciate your contribution on this
Thank
matter.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you giving me a voice. But these people have to wake up. They must wake up.
Yes.
Before it's too late.
Yes.
Before it's too late.
Yes.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate. And to your listeners, there is hope as long as you believe.
Thank you, Peter. Peter on the line, visitor from Sydney.